Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Our destiny is greatness, people. Why?
Because God did it.
Come on with it.
Talk to him.
Hey, they can hear in the morning.
You know why they yawning, yawning.
Why they yawning, yawning, yawning.
Talk to him.
Come on, Eden.
Get them out the way.
Come on.
They got way about that.
We loosen the full face.
Lathoric.
It's happening. Colossal. Our destiny is greatness.
Talk to them.
Talk to them. Good morning. All right. Welcome to Nick and Eric in the Morning. I'm so happy to have you joining us, joining both of us this morning. Now, let me say, there's no need to fear, of course, because your fantasy football champion is here. That's right, I am a fantasy football champion. We've got an interesting topic today. Our most Hillary Clinton supporters voting by default. All right. And I promised you five things, and I will deliver on all five of those things because I promised. The five things will be related to what we discussed last week on Nick and Eric in the Morning. Do you remember? Huh? Do you remember what we discussed last week? Well, it's fine. I remember. Last week we discussed. What did we discuss? Oh, last week we discussed whether Christians can cuss, or does profanity, does vulgar verbiage make you any less of a Christian? That's what we discussed last week, and I've got five things for you. Actually, I can tell you now, my five things are the five ways you can stop cussing. Simple as that. I want you to stop cussing, and I'm going to teach you how to stop cussing. Now, I sound a little backed up. I sound a little weird, but that's simply because some things are going on inside my body. I don't know what they are. But maybe I have a cold, maybe I have a fever. I don't know. Send me a nurse. Send me somebody, because I could be dying. I could be slowly dying at the age of 24, 2 weeks before my 25th birthday. That's right, a quarter century. I'll tell you one thing. If I'm not dying today, then there's a great chance I'm going to die on my birthday, because that's always the goal. Anyway, here we go. Oh, look at here. Look at what happened. We got, bro.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, brother?
Man, I'm glad I checked back into the studio. I was I was surreptitiously all over Facebook.
Look at you out here being serendipitous, whatever the word is. These words with all these syllables.
I was checking to see if we had any more responses to my little inquiry on Facebook about the topic for today. So I wanted to check and see who else I wanted to shout out, if anybody, who answered the question. Now,
yeah, ain't nobody talking about nothing. They just agree, as if you made a statement.
Well, one Jonathan Luff and one India Jones responded, so I want to thank them, and maybe I'll read off those comments when we get to that discussion. But The banter is, I bantered with myself about being fantasy football champion. So if you're ready to move on, bro, we can get the show started.
I mean, I'm glad. Let's just play it on. I mean, Wentz was so good last night. I don't know what else to talk about. Just, we can talk about the Eagles the whole show. We're 2-0, and I'm undefeated in my fantasy football league. In all of them. Ugh.
Wow. Look at you. Wow.
2-0. Your team is 2-0, and you're 2-0 in every fantasy football league. Jesus, this is a good
one of them. Wow. Wow. That's remarkable. That's hard to do. By this time last season, I was 0-2 in fantasy, and I was 0-2 in all fantasy leagues, and we still had Chip Kelly. So that goes to show how tough it is to get through 2 weeks. Now, I'm ready to go. We're really going to just kind of commiserate with our brethren in the Big Apple this morning. We don't have too much happy news for you. However, there's always something that's really relevant. What's really gather information following Rahami's? I'm not going to attempt to remember the gentleman's first name, but the Ahmad Khan, I'm going to go with that. Ahmad Khan Rahameen. Investigators are continuing to gather information following the arrest of Mr. Ahmad Khan Rahameen, who is a suspect in the multiple bombings that took place in New York and New Jersey this past weekend. Now, the New York mayor, Bill de Blasio, said that city residents will see a substantial, if you will, New York Police Department presence this week as the investigation continues. These explosions completely rocked communities of New Jersey and New York over the weekend. And it's pretty sad. It's pretty sad for our government, pretty sad for our country, and pretty sad for all of the citizens, all of our brethren who were affected directly by these bombings. So I guess you can give your comments on it, bro. And also, I guess I would like to know, just what does this mean? Is this random? Is this something that we can't make heads or tails of? Or can we take something from this? What does this mean for our government? What does this mean for our country? What does this mean for safety? I mean, I'm going to New York City this Thursday night to Caroline's on Broadway, and I'm feeling a little strange. I don't know what to make of this this tragedy, other than to say that we want to keep all of the victims, everyone affected, and everyone who was affected indirectly as well. We want to keep them in prayer and keep them lifted up, and keep them in mind in this tough time, bro. So you give your comments, and what do you make of it?
It's tragic. It's tragic, man. It's unfortunate. It's terrible. And you know, terrorists. They are interesting human beings, man. To say the least. But you can't live in fear. You can't live in fear, because the God we serve is much greater than any terrorists and any bombing, and so is America. So we've got to keep pressing on. You know, we got to, like you said, continue to lift these families up in prayer, those affected, lift the terrorists up in prayer as well, and we gotta keep trucking. Got to keep moving forward, man. There's not much I can say about it, you know, because you know, I can't allow hate to drive out hate, you know, and darkness
right.
to drive out darkness. So I just gotta. We gotta press. We've gotta press on, and we can't live with fear. So that's what I got, bro.
Right. Yeah. That's where we'll leave it. But that is really relevant. That is definitely really relevant. And like you said, we want you to keep them in mind and keep them lifted up in your thoughts. And if you're a prayer person, in your prayers as well. Now, on to bigger business. Not bigger business, but onto our topic. Listen, people, listen. What we're talking about today, and bro, you missed it. I announced in the beginning of the show that following our discussion, I'm going to finally give these five things because I promised, and because I'm not going to do that 30-minute comedy episode. I'm not going to do that. And the five things is going to be based on our topic last week, because that's the five things that we omitted. And the topic last week is, of course, does cussing make you less Christian? And I've got the five ways to stop cussing. I'm just going to help everybody stop cussing. Until then, we've got our topic for today. Hillary Clinton supporters voting by default. Are most of them voting by default? Now let's think for a second. What do you do when you vote for somebody? I mean, by virtue of the idea of voting for a person, you're voting for that person. I mean, if you're going to vote for somebody, the act of voting for somebody means that you want that person to be the president or be a judge or be a mayor or be a governor. You want them to win the election. You want their campaign to be victorious. Now, first of all, I believe there's going to be a big drop off from our incumbent president to our next president, no matter what. I'm just such a huge fan of President Obama, and I'm going to miss him. And not only is there going to be a big drop off, but if you're toiling with whether to vote for Hillary Clinton or the Donald, recognize that you really don't have to choose if you want to still vote. There are other parties. We forget that there is a libertarian, but there's a libertarian party. There's, I think, a fourth party. You don't have to vote for one of the major party candidates, and you can still get out of the polls with saying that you voted. You don't have to tell anybody who you voted for. That's just an idea. But like I said, by virtue of voting for somebody, you want to vote for that person. And everybody's hooked on voting for one of the major candidates. I mean, if you vote for one of the minor party candidates, they're not going to get elected anyway. But if you don't want to vote for one of the major party candidates, I do believe the right thing to do is to not vote at all. That's all we're left with. If you do not support anybody, you support nobody's policies, you support nobody's ideas, you support nobody's platform. And, I mean, if you want to go even deeper, you support nobody's character. Well, the right thing to do would be to not vote. And I'm not an advocate for not voting. Now, what do you mean, Eric Terrell? You said the right thing to do was not to vote.
Come on with that.
That's what I said. However, what I'm saying here is that I do believe the right thing to do, if you don't know who to vote for, is to not vote. I do. But I also do not believe in not voting. Just because I think it's the right thing to do does not mean that I'm an advocate for it. I mean, I think stopping at a yellow light, slowing down and stopping at a yellow light is the right thing to do. Am I an advocate for doing that? Would I tell you to do that? Would I do that myself? Hell no. I'm going to speed right through the yellow light because that's what I think should be done. I mean, if you get banged in the head and you're a National Football League professional football player and you can't see straight, do I believe you should let on and let them take you to concussion protocol, or should you stay on the field and make your money and look healthy so that your future contract will be as high as it can possibly be? I think you should do the latter. Now, does that mean it's the right thing to do? No, the right thing to do for your health down the line and for your health at that moment would be to go to concussion protocol in the locker room, leave the field, value your health over your money. But I wouldn't tell anybody to do that. I don't think that the right thing to do is always the thing to do. Just like not voting is to me, is not the thing to do. Now, it's funny, I thought about doing this topic a few weeks ago, and since then I've been seeing signs that I need to do it. First of all, last week, I'm having a conversation with my coworker, Mrs. Margaret Robertson, wonderful woman, and she made the statement to me that she thinks that this is the by default year on both sides. She said that not only are most Hillary Clinton supporters voting in fear of Donald Trump, but she thinks that Donald Trump supporters are voting to spite Hillary Clinton. And I said, how sad, how hateful, how backwards is our country for having a by-default election? Because I agree with her. And not only is it sad on our part, but, I mean, to be honest, we can't take all the blame. It's sad for our government. I mean, it's sad that they allow two candidates to be the major party candidates who nobody really wants to support. People may be of the other opinion. Many people may think that Hillary Clinton has more true supporters than not, and maybe Donald Trump does as well, but I just don't see it. Another sign that I saw leading up to doing this topic was this past Sunday, illustrious man, one of the favorite men, my favorite men that I know, that I've ever seen grace a pulpit, my lifelong pastor, James S. Hall Jr., Dr. James Hall Jr., he made some incendiary, I mean, just outrageous comments, in a good way, not outrageously bad, but they were just memorable. It was special. And all of the comments he made, all of the awe-inspiring comments he made were about the election, and they were about Donald Trump, anti-Donald Trump. Well, I'm like, they were great remarks. They were awesome remarks. However, I mean, he did what most people do when they talk about the election. They simply talk about who they don't want to be president. I mean, when are we going to talk about who we want to be president? Do we want nobody to be president? Do we love Hillary Clinton? Do we love Hillary Clinton? And does it matter? Go ahead, bro.
Oh, man. You know, there's so many different questions that we can ask about this topic, you know, subtopics and sub-questions. But your question is, are we voting for Hillary by default? And the question, as simply put, would be yes. But if you look at the history of an election, I would almost say that this election is no different than anyone else. Now I know that sounds crazy because you have the crazy man running, you know, in the Republican Party, whom I do not give jurisdiction in my brain enough to say his name. But it is almost like every other election, because in a sense you have two running mates or you have two parties with an elected running official, and they're both going for office. And whether or not you're voting because you like this person or you're voting because you don't like the other one, it's still a comparison between the two. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you have to make a decision. If you like both, you still have to make a decision to say, all right, I like both of them, but I got to go with Hillary. You know, and even that is by default, because you like both of them, so but you decide you like her more, so by default you're going to go with her. It's just one of those things where this is a case that's so bad, because in a country where to kneel to stand up, in a country where silence is louder than people talking up and speaking up, and in a country where ignorance wins, you know, the Republican Party election or preliminary, we've got to be real sure, and we've got to be real confident in a candidate that hasn't given us much to be confident in, you know, because if you look at the history of her speeches, the history of her race this year, there's been a lot of gray, you know, and there's actually been a lot of going back and forth on the same topics. There's been some alarming things to happen, such as her health, you know, the emails. There's been a lot to your point and to the reason why we're having this discussion, there's a lot more going on in this race than any other race. Because if we look at the final closing speeches that these presidents are giving, or that these potential presidents are giving, what we'll find is none of them have to do with current policy. Last week, all they talked about was Barack Obama's birth certificate. Now, let us get this straight. We have a president whose double tenure is over. He's been in office for 8 years. And you have the next president who are running and campaigning for the presidency talking about his birth certificate. Distraction. And the reason why they're doing this is because neither one of them, as far as I'm concerned, neither one of them are qualified. I mean, I say qualified lightly because I think that you won't have a more experienced candidate to ever enter in office outside of Hillary Clinton,
right,
because of all the political experience that she's had. But when I say qualified, I mean just as human beings. My God, I mean, how could you have so many mishaps and so many headlines that don't have anything to do with policy or politics while running for presidency? I mean, we're talking about Donald Trump's tax returns, and we're talking about Hillary Clinton's health. We're talking about Donald Trump building a wall. I mean, we're talking about his ignorance and I don't want to use the racist word. I mean, but just, you know, it's too many things that we're talking about to distract us from the topic at hand. So to answer the question again, I would have to say we're voting by default, because in a traditional and in a historical race, these two candidates would never be here. They would never be here, which is why Hillary, you know, took three to 4 years to actually get to the platform that she's on now. She failed twice, you know, really three times, because she wanted to go into office as, you know, when Bush was there. You know, and then she tried the first year with President Barack Obama, and she tried the second year with President Barack Obama. And now she has President Barack Obama behind her, but even that is, listen, I put all of this together, and I can't afford to have Donald Trump come in and, I can't afford to have him come in and, you know, tear it all down. So, you know, I'm a minister, but I'm not a pastor yet. You know, I'll just say this, just in case, we can't vote for Trump. There's too much at stake. I mean, a president that has a culture, a race such as rich as African Americans, what do we have to lose? It's pure ignorance.
Yeah.
is pure ignorance. We went from lynching to, from being lynched daily as a public spectacle, as a party to a president, and he wants to know what we have to lose. Just pure ignorance, and people think that he's acceptable to be our president. People are upset with Colin Kaepernick more than they're upset with Donald Trump because of the bigotry and the nonsense that parts his lips. I mean, yeah, we're voting for Hillary by default, but we're also voting for her because she's a better human being than him, because she's a better presidential candidate than him. Is she the best? No, she's not. But she's better than Donald Trump. Okay, and so you know, if you're voting for who's better, then no, you're not voting by default. You're voting because she's better. But if you don't like either one of them, to your point for her, because it's not even close.
Yeah. Regardless of what I honestly believe is the right thing to do, I think we should all hit the polls, and I think we should do it. I think you should vote because you can. And that's the best reason. I think you should vote because you can. The Democratic rules give you power, and power, voting power, is not power unless you use it. So exercise your power. Vote because you can, and do what you can so that you can keep who you don't want, who you dislike the most, out of the White House. I mean, I'm not big on Hillary Clinton, but I've never in my life been so proud to be a Democrat. Now, we can try to rip through this. You got anything else, bro?
No. I tried to get out the way so you can get done. I actually wanted to be longer and make you have to do that whole show, but I decided to give you grace.
Oh man, listen here. You want to stop cussing? You're a Christian. You feel like your potty mouth is making you less Christian? Well, this is what I got for you, okay? These are just some ideas. This isn't some gut-busting comedy. I just got something to help you. Number five.
Come on with you live. Come on, brother.
When you cuss, every single cuss word you make, my aunt used to do this. I just had to throw this in there. My aunt used to do this. Every time you cuss, put a dollar in a bag for charity. Just put a dollar in a bag for charity. You know, that's just a wholesome idea, simply. Okay? Let me tell you,
Tell
you what my aunt used to do. Yeah, a dollar in a box or in a bag for charity. My aunt used to tell me every time she cussed, she would have to give me a dollar. And I'd be staring at her face. I'd just be staring at her every time she come over the house. I'm like, give me that money. I step right on her foot, like, what you going to do?
Get that dial out.
This is it. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, here we go. Number four.
Come on, we got FOMO.
Time you say a cuss word, sit down and listen to a speech by Donald Trump. Got to do it.
Lord Jesus. That's that's a good one, E.
How's
I would
going?
Stop cursing so quick if I was a cusser. Oh, my gosh. That's torture.
Here we go. Yeah. Oh, that would hurt. That would hurt.
So bad.
There's so much pain I would rather go through. You'd be surprised at the pain I would rather go through than to sit down and listen to a speech by Donald Trump.
Oh, that is for sure.
Now, number three,
come on now, E.
Number two. Okay. Now, you you put your clothes on. I mean, you get dressed for the day. Make sure you put some nice clothes on that you like, that you're comfortable in, and make a decision that day that until you go a whole day without cussing, you got to keep your shirt on. All your clothes, keep them on. Don't even wash. You can't wash. You know, you can't bathe. You can't take your clothes off. Just trust yourself in them clothes until you go a whole day. I promise this will work. I promise this will work. Unless you're dirty. If you're dirty, it will.
Yeah. You gotta watch that. You got some dirty in-laws out here. just don't watch anyway.
This is the opposite. Go ahead.
Just walking around here soapless, just out here, just dirt residue behind the ear and on the top lip. That's nasty.
Yeah, because you can't have a dirty mouth and a dirty body. Like that's too much dirt.
Yeah,
that's too much dirt. You want to be clean if you got a dirty mouth. Way too much dirt. No,
dirty mouth.
No, this is. This is the opposite of number three. So it is interesting. Number two,
what you gonna do?
Every time you cuss, you gotta take a shower. Yeah. You're gonna be so sick of showers. You're gonna be so sick of being so clean all the time. You're gonna be angry.
Your body is gonna be angry. You know how you be in the shower too long? Your fingertips start to wrinkle up. Your whole body is going to be wrinkled. Why your forehead droopy like that? Why your forehead droopy like that? Oh, I just been showering.
Why your water cold? Your shower cold? Why? What, you use a lot of hot water? Oh my gosh!
Yeah, I've been in there.
I'm so sick of that effing shower. Matter of fact, I'm gonna go back. I gotta go back. Here we go. Now this is how to make you. I'm helping you out. Okay, these are surefire ways. Number one.
Come on, let's have some fun.
When you cuss, write down exactly what you said. And send it to your pastor. Just text it right to him. Every time. Every single time.
That's the devil.
Brother Eric, why exactly do you not give a F about your what exactly do you not give a every day? Every day you don't give a F? I don't think I wanna appoint you. I would rather not appoint you.
That's funny, bro.
I can use better deacons. I'm sorry. I don't want to appoint someone who takes an SHIT every day. I don't want. That's how you stop cussing,
man.
I wanted to get that out the way. I promise. Now, you want to ask me the question, or should I just tease this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on now. Hey, bro. Now, you know we got Wednesday tomorrow, and we kind of already told them earlier in the week, but you know our listeners be sometiming. So why don't we go ahead and tell them again? Bro, who we got for who we got Wednesday?
Tomorrow, returning to the Eric Terrell Show, one of the people I have been most proud to have had the privilege of booking on our show. From the 8th District of the City of Philadelphia, lifelong Philadelphian, Councilwoman Cindy is rejoining us. That's right. She has worked closely in tandem with our President of the United States, Barack Obama, when he has come to Philly for the Democratic National Convention in 2008 and 2012. She's worked with him, and she fights every day for better neighborhoods, for safer citizens. To reduce crime, to better education. She fights for you. She fights for us. She fights for our youth. And I am so excited to have her back on the Eric Terrell Show to talk about danger, reducing Dangerous, Dangerous City. I'm excited for him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I'm excited as well, man. Looking forward to, you know, conversing with Councilwoman Cindy Bass and continuing to, you know, take care of that relationship, man, and use her knowledge and expertise in this field to help us all, you know, impact our communities and give back and grow. So, yeah, excited to have her tomorrow, man. Who we got Wednesday? Tune in, people. We need this content. We need to get better, and this is how we're going to do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it. That's it. That's it, bro. Come on.
All right. Listen, we gave you a lot this morning, but we want to make sure that you remember this of all things. We want you to remember that your destiny, that my destiny, that Eric's destiny, all of our destiny is greatness, and it's not because of you, it's not because of me, and it's not because of E. Our destiny is greatness. Why, brother? Come on with it.
Because God did it.
That's right, baby. Our destiny is greatness because God did it. I'll holler at y'all. Y'all be easy. We'll see y'all same time tomorrow. We got the time. I done messed up. Nah.
Oh my.
We got the rhymes. You got the time. Stay on this channel. Peace.
There it is.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.